This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. All these cases we mentioned before, that somebody started eating truma and he found out that he's not eligible for truma. For example, a woman who was married to a kohen and found out that the marriage was terminated, or an eved that found out that the avdus was terminated. They're already in the middle of eating it. He says it's a tremendous chiddush that the latter swallow it and he's going to have to pay for what he swallowed, but he's permitted to swallow. We don't stop in the middle, even though halachically it says it's mana iser, is the act of swallowing. He says a tremendous chiddush that you're allowed to swallow. Rabbi Shua Amar Yiflo to, he didn't swallow it yet, so we cannot permit him to swallow it. He's a suffer from people's food. Amuloi nitmesa truma. As they told him while he's chewing on his truma, that you had told me the truma said to Meir. Rabbi Leza Amar Yivla. Rabbi Leza says the same situation, that you have to, he's permitted to swallow. Rabbi Shua Amar Yivla, he should spit it out. Tomei ha yisa. They say that it didn't become a tummy now, but it was tummy all along. You were tummy all along. You didn't realize it. Oh, Shinoidus was tevil. He found out that it was tevil, which is something that Trumas and Mises weren't taken out of. Or it was a situation of Mises Rishon, which did not have the Trumas Mises taken out, which is also to be eaten, or Hektish, which was not redeemed, which belongs to Hektish, which is also. Also, some. Or he was eating something and he felt the taste of a bug, which means that he's about to swallow a bug. That all these situations that raise a yiflot, he should spit it out. So basically, Rabbi Lezer says you're allowed to swallow it only in the case of truma. Any other issa that you put into your mouth and you found out that it was offered, you're not allowed to swallow.